Oji da din da chi da da din ni dan di ju ge ni shi song yi cha dan do ma ni di ye si oji da chi ren ba je la si da chi ren ba kap din ni chi ren ba je de la long ma shi ni dam so chi wa li cha ma lam tin da chi chong sa ba yin du tin da ge lam yo chang si o da tin da ge lam chong sa ba yin du tin da ge lam chi yo ba khi ne gu gun du ge si din no chi ren tar chen ba da o da shi sa ja da yo ba to ji tin da ge to ji chong wa chi re ma ta ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱི lam go tsinda wo tela thebi wa mari di toba di dharm go lam lam den jag go ri si ya da dharm ayen se na da yo shi ji ing gi wa ri da sam lo ji ta ne ji ji na dharm go lam den jag dharm ma yen se gu ji da dharm yen se zon ne chen ye ra yo ji jo ndo yo yo gi wa ri wa ndo na gun tu ji zon ya di yin ji nyak sa di tin da nyak ni da tin da ji zon jang
no the author is actually saying, replying to that, that your assertion is unacceptable. Why? Because the path derived from making the winds enter, abide and dissolve into the central channel exists in the continuum of one on the generation stage. And that is derived by the strength of consummating the generation stage and uniting with an external seal. Since this is not derived by the strength of meditating on the special methods for penetrating certain points in the body, one has not yet transferred to the stage of completion. So it says you might have these experiences, but you're only having them because you're someone who is advanced on the generation stage, because you are you are making use of the external seal. You didn't cause the winds to enter, abide and dissolve into the central channel through the force of your meditation. You did it otherwise. Therefore, these practices, or these experiences, the experience itself can't be classified as a completion stage path, but it doesn't mean you have transferred into the completion stage itself. You are still someone who is on the generation stage. If you posit that as the person having actually moved into the completion stage, then you are corrupting the definition of completion stage. It wouldn't cover that. So it's a fine point. Actually, you're saying that within the continuum of one on the generation stage, a completion stage path, a path which is of the type of completion stage, can exist, but the person has not moved, has not transferred, have not reached completion stage yet.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རེད ودا زغرم يسنا زغرم گو قبلا لي ميدينغي زغرم يمبا يوم مر تاوچين سان جو يودينغي دينرا يمبا يندو يونا جي جيزو كون يوم ما يمبا لامي سيرگوا ايا تمنا يون جيرم بو جلا زغرم يوسي دا ديني كونو جي گو گوني او جي دا لين جين ديب گو ري دي دا دي تاوچو جي داندا تاو چوبا من دي يوسينا متما سان دا سانو تانگ تانگ دني جي لين جين ديب گو ري سي سان جاني
Now, the debate is actually continued, because regarding the answer that Nawam Peldon has given, regarding this one says, take such an instance, it follows that it is the completion stage, because in the text just quoted, it is mentioned as the path of the completion stage. And to that, Nawam Peldon replies, although it is by type a realization of the completion stage, And let's explain just this way of phrasing things. If you say that something is by type a realization of the completion stage, it means that it's not the actual completion stage. So this is what it's saying. So although it is by type a realization of the completion stage, it is said to be neither the generation nor the completion stage. So if you ask, is this generation stage? Probably you have to say no. Then if they ask, is this completion stage? You have to say no to that. Or if you want to give a different answer, alternatively, it is described as the completion stage existing in the continuum of one in the generation stage. Now, this should be analyzed. So exactly what sort of answer and how it holds, it remains to be analyzed. So having already given the definition, we move into the second part, which was actually giving the divisions or the classifications of that. And in the meaning of the classifications, there are two. First of all, we have enumeration and the definite order of the five stages. When we talk about the enumeration, we're actually going to give the definite number of the stages of practices of completion stage, and what will be stressed in that is that all the practices are included there. You don't need to take to extract anything from the list, but also you do not need to add anything that does not appear in the list. Following that, we have the definite order of those five stages, and the definite order is actually presented from the point of examining the final attainment and then explaining one needs to precede that and what steps need to precede that and so on and so forth, growing from the top to the bottom. And after this first part of the text where we give the enumeration and the definite order, we move into giving the explanation of the meaning of each one of those stages.
Da jilu la ma ta we jilu dan ta we jilu se je ni yo ding.
As I say now, we are at the point where we have to give the definite order, the definite number and the order of those stages. They are actually presented together. And as I say, you can either enumerate them as six or you can enumerate them as five. If you want to enumerate them as five, the first one has to be described as Vajra recitation, and in that you would include physical isolation as well as verbal isolation. And the second level would be the level focusing on the mind, which would be describing mind isolation. Now, we come to the third level, if you enumerate them as five, which is illusory body. And you need to know that in terms of illusory body, we have two, the pure illusory body and the impure illusory body. Following that, we have clear light. And there are three types, three instances of clear light. The example clear light, the meaning or the actual clear light, and the last one is called the clear light at the last continuum of a learner, because the next moment after that you'll become a normal learner, you become a Buddha. And finally we come to the last stage, which is the stage of union. And again, within that we have the union of a learner and a union of a non-learner. So we start with this enumeration that also gives us the order, starting, as we say, from the ultimate attainment and describing what precedes that. It says, in establishing the final object to be established, the final object to be established is the state of enlightenment as Vajradhara. So in order to establish that, one needs these common and uncommon paths, and one does not need other paths not included here. So there are two types of paths to rely upon. The establishment of non-learner's union, explained in the general Highest Yoga Tantra, must be preceded by learner's union. So, first of all, we describe the ultimate state of non-learner's union. We say that we explain that there are two types of unions, the non-learner and the learner. Non-learner actually refers to the state of Vajradhara. And so, in order to establish the non-learner union, prior to that, you must have the learner union. And what is united in that state? It is the meaning clear light and the pure illusory body. In terms of clear light, we said that we have three types. And here it's not the example clear light, but it's the meaning clear light. And this is united with the pure illusory body. We said that we have pure and impure illusory body. So it's the case of the pure. Now, the pure illusory body must precede it. All right?
ဟုတ်ကြည်ဒါတင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူကြည်ဒါတွန်ကြည့်ဝဆယ်တော့တပ်ပကြည်လူညစ်သဘောလောဘဆောင်ကြည့်ဝတ္တငွန်တန်တို့ကိုရစ်ဒါတင်တဲ့ကလောဘဆောင်ကြည့်တေလာယောင်ငွန်တပ်ပကြည်မိကွယ်ငွန်တန်တို့ကိုရစ်ယောင်တပ်ပကြည်မိကွယ်ငွန်နာယောင်တင်းငွန်တတပ်ပကြည်မိကွယ်ငွန်တမဆောင်ဟာတင်းတော်ဆောင်ကြည့်ထောက်ရယူပါမာရီဆောင်ကြည့်ထုံမရောင်းလိချေဒါယောင်ဆောင်ကြည့်လာယောင်ကြည့်ဘုံဝဆော
Now, so we say that in order to achieve a learner's union, prior to that you must have the meaningfully alight and the pure illusory body. And it says the pure illusory body must precede it, because if the pure illusory body does not precede it, it is not possible to obtain such a union. However, the pure illusory body does... I should stop there. And he said that, we said that when we talk about the state of union, we talk about the union of a learner and the union of a non-learner. But also, we talk about the union which is the union of abandonment and the union of realization. So these are types of unions. So we say, however, the illusory body does not need to precede the obtainment of mere union. Why? Because the pure illusory body and ordinary union must be obtained simultaneously. So they happen at the same time. They don't need to have this difference of time. Now, as for the obtainment of the pure illusory body, that must precede the meaningfully alight. Why? Because the pure illusory body is derived from its perpetuating cause, which is the very subtle fundamental wind that is the mount of the mind of actual clear light. So when we describe the clear light, this is to be understood as a mind. And if it is a mind, it definitely has a type of wind that acts as its mount, almost like a horse that takes it. We take the rider in different places. And this very subtle fundamental wind is actually the perpetuating, or the substantial cause of the pure illusory body. Right? So this is the reason why pure illusory body must be obtained prior to the meaning clear light. So Now, it continues by saying that the obtainment of the actual clear light must be preceded. What we have said up to here is that it must be preceded by impure illusory body, right? The text says it must be preceded by either amassing the two accumulations for three countless eons, according to the system of the six perfections, the sutric system, or by the illusory body of the third stage. And here when you hear illusory body of the third stage, it has to be the impure illusory body. We said that there are two types of illusory bodies, the pure and the impure. And if it is the third stage, illusory body of the third stage, is still at being impure. Later on, it will become purified. And it's the same, as we say, we mentioned a number of divisions. We talked about actual clear light and metaphoric or example clear light. We talk about pure and impure illusory body. And in terms of unions, we talk about the union of a learner and then the union of a non-learner. Again, within the union of learner, we have the union of abandonment and the union of realization. We just have to understand how one level precedes the next, or how one level follows after the previous one. We continue. We were at the point of explaining the obtainment of the actual clear light that must be preceded by either amassing the two accumulations for three countless eons or by the impure illusory body of the third stage, right? As its equivalent. Then, that is because it is impossible to manifest the actual clear light that has the potency to quickly exhaust the very subtle obscuration that other paths do not have the potency to abandon when not preceded by either of these two. So either by this accumulation of the three countless eons or by the impure illusory body. Then we come to the obtainment of illusory body itself. And it says the obtainment of the illusory body of the third stage, which is impure, must be preceded by actual mental isolation or an equivalent completion stage. So here when we talk about mental isolation, we talk about the second of the five stages, which is that focusing on the mind. And this has the nature of the example clear light. Right? So example clear light must be obtained prior to impure illusory body. And why is that? That is because if it is not preceded by the dissolution of all karmic winds in the indestructible drop at the heart by the strength of meditation in accordance with the stages of death, obtainment of the illusory body exactly in accordance with the intermediate state is not possible. Rinpoche stopped at this at this mention here of having all the winds dissolving in the indestructible drop due to the strength of meditation in accordance with the stages of death. Now, according to the definition of completion stage, we said that this is a practice that has come about through causing the winds to enter, abide, and dissolve into the central channel through the power of one's meditation. And there are these three stages of the winds entering, abiding, dissolving have to be fully qualified. And there is a way of presenting, explaining when you have fully qualified entrance, fully qualified abidance, fully qualified dissolution. This will be explained tomorrow. But if that thing is done properly, it is said that it is similar to the dissolution that happens at the stage of the death, right?
ওরি দা সাম দেনে জিনি মারি জাগনে দে দেনে জিয়ো টওয়া কজিওনা দি লারি মারি শুনান
All right, so we will stop with the presentation of the text here so that there is half an hour for questions. Yes.
The generation speech, we talked just recently about the profound and clear, and if we talked about the clear side, let's say when the person first has a new development of vipassana on the basis of practicing Hanis Yoga Tantra, does that necessarily not have a discernment of emptiness? Is it merely on the basis of the appearance of the appearance factor to that mind, the appearance of the deities?
Within the context of generation stage, when we talk about the yoga, the non-dual yoga of the subtle and profound and clear, when we talk about clarity, we talk about appearances of the deity, and you say,
is it at that stage that one really develops the passion of?
Yeah. Okay. So is it at this point that one newly develops the special insight, or is it that special insight has to be
qualified
by also ascertaining emptiness? Mm-hmm. And nime sapsel ki nenjor nyamlen cheve kavla den la serwa sernata sapsel ni ki nang ne serwa seriadi ta khlamin rawa sharay ki cha chigrawas ya te gone ngaranso khlangtong sartu drubna te gone hlanton trub gorewe ziyame na hlanton inji minji tomba ni la tobe lochi yin gorewes
ori ji da ngok ka kap ge ji da hlanton si shu a di ru ni yu ku yu sarwa no li no yin ko ma ren ba yin de ji tombo ma re shin ni de o ji da de ni hlanton de ren ba ji de ni ji yon ka ji ge ji mu ba ni di ji ga ri ze go
Alright, so Urshi is saying that when we look at special insight, there are actually two types of special insight. There is the special insight that is attained after calm abiding, according to the usual presentation. First you get your calm abiding, and then you get your special insight. But there is another type of special insight that is attained simultaneously, together with calm abiding, without needing to do different or separate practices. And this can happen due to the power of the focal object. And this is the case of Tantra.
Case of Tantra, you can have two instances of two different instances. One that is just like in the sutra, that means the individual develops first karma abiding and then spatial insight. And then there are some individuals, due to the power of their concentration of their that they develop that simultaneously. Is that so?
So in both cases in Tantra.
No, I'm not sure. Have I understood clearly?
And the question is, the Lantong di ring ni, ni ka nga ki kavla yong sigiru es, nga ki nyam len chenye ni na Lantong di ring ni yorwa. Ni ka nga ki kavla yong sigiru es, yamena chi dolu la yores. Chik shu la nga ki kavla.
rigni yuwari si jide chertan rigni yuwari yis. Jige da danda jige gomli gomdan de jige garisa go chib ca wo dan, ci long wan ra wo dan, jisak tong wan ra jige chong wan yin na sheni jige gonggo gonggo la, sheni drabyang wa kab de la, langtang yang mara drabyang yi jige risa ki wari ma da, yang langtang, yang ge langtang de de niga nyam de yang guwa dina wa ki cha yin ki wa ma ri.
Rinpoche was saying actually that it is, as we say, for some special individuals who have the special powers of concentration, who are really qualified practitioners, and they will be the instance of the second case where they can develop their special insight together with their calm abiding.
So when they develop the special insight,
Is it just on the basis of the mandala, not necessarily qualified by emptiness?
Mugba Mugza de Ju Jajiva Haiin Kulula Mugba de Shenigo Twin Dingi. Dita and Lang Yimur Tombany Gung Yuan Jayaji Dijan the Gungu Yuarua. Then you got you Rantan Masuraji, Nam the Javayana, the Garzong Yimur de Tongtong Chaldingi. Nangur de Sheni Chaldingi, that in the Jingu.
Now, this is actually the special feature of this practice of Tantra that simultaneously in one mind you are looking at two different aspects. You have the focal aspect, which is the appearing object, and the focal object is the inestimable mansion and the deities within that, and by focusing on that, this is how you develop your calm abiding. But at the same time, without waiting for that to pass and then do it later, at the same time you have the ascertaining aspect of the mind, which ascertains emptiness. So this is how you can do, at the same time, the two together on the same mind.
So it's necessarily the case in highest yoga tantra that when a person attains penetrative insight for the first time, they also have realized emptiness with respect to that mandala. They develop shina, laktong, with respect to the referent object being the mandala, and they necessarily also ascertain emptiness at that time.
ကိုယ်စုံငွေ့နဲ့တောက်ချရရွယ်စ်ကျေကျေတော့တုံပန်းညလာငိဝတောင်းရလာဓမ္မတေယဝါတော်တံပွေလီတံပွေကြီးနဲ့ယေရှုတံပွေတုံးကြီးကတိစုံဒီဒီထုံးနေယေရှုကိုကိုနေကြီးဒီကိုနေသမီးကိုနေကြီးသမီးကိုနေငိဝတီဒီရဇုံကတောင်းနေဂုံကြပါရင်နာဒီမြေမြေပါလာကလာမြေဟိုဒါတီတုတ်ဒီရှင်နီကိုမြေတင်တော်ဝင်တင်ကြီး
Alright, so Rinpoche says that at this point we're not actually examining if the question does not come if they newly ascertain emptiness, if they newly have this realization of emptiness or not. They must have realized it from before, and through the power of familiarity they are capable of inducing it, of bringing it up in this occasion. Because in general, when we look at the way that one moves along the path in order to have a realization of emptiness, in the beginning you would do it through a generic image, and then gradually you will be going through the stages of not relying on any anything in between, and then later on you would just induce that realization from memory.
tombanya mangi wa ji yena li tombo ka ni ma ni ge sa chen ro wo ji che ni ge sa chen ro wo di ji mu bu go ni ma sa chen ro wo ji tam ni ge lu ji bu mu ba di mu sa di go ni sa chen ro wo ji tam ngi er ge go ni tombanya ngi ya ge sa kan ro wo ni ji de ni mu ya ji ji ge ji ge la de ni nam ji ta ba na ji ni ge rin jong me ba da ji ge sa ji ji jao jao yo wa yin du Jejin, Padum Saba, Jonga, Jena, Jelang Niga, Yam the Tobding. Young Jejin, Chazan, Jong Mena, or Jitombush, and Nidra, the Jinni, Hong Tong, Javadi, Jimuserko, Karasego, Drumagungi, Jikali, Kaligo, Rimbi, Nihon Jitin, and those of them, Mandrava, those Hong Tong, the Shenidon, Sondan Riadilla, those Tong Yeren, that you told you, Yoko.
Now, Urshi was saying this, you know, this point that we keep saying that you're capable of combining these practices, both of karma abiding and special insight, because from one point you have the focal object, which is the appearing aspect, and that will help you develop your karma abiding on the basis of that. And on the other side, you have the ascertaining aspect, comprehending the emptiness of that. Now, it could be that a special meditator might have more strength of concentration rather than understanding of emptiness. Or it could be another type who has more strength on ascertaining emptiness rather than concentrating so much on the focal object. So ideally, we give this, you know, we make this statement that they are achieved together. But this would be the case of an individual who has equal strength of for both aspects, right? Otherwise, there might be a sequence, a gap in the time.
So in case at the time of the generation stage, the individual who accomplishes the union of karma abiding and spatial insight at that time, Is it right to say that that individual has entered the path of preparation?
On the generation stage, the person who has the unit of karma abiding and special insight, is it correct?
Is that like a demarcation of achieving the path of preparation for the Hatha Yoga Tantra?
Is this entering the path of preparation for Hatha Yoga Tantra? Kerim ki kabla shine lang tong sunjel thobayina lamenen jorge zo jorlam jupe ki samreves
kar
jorlam tirase ya di sineh lang tong sundu trewa kerim ba mi chi ye ko jorlam ba reves karerens
jorlam ba da jorlam ba rong yin di jida di jorlam na ma ji tu simu zuba chinjau di ye yu wa Nizina was remission be, but the young shallows under the toba in a yundra with the young dugu.
Well, it would have to be on the path of preparation, but the path of preparation has four stages: heat, peak, patience, supreme mundane, dharma. He would have to fall in somewhere there. Yina yanimbutila de jorlam, sinet lanton sundrel de tobet, jorlam. Zuya ki tseruves kareres, jorlam ki tamapo tamburives kareres.
The jorlam langi than the Juan on Jangaramba, Jiwari, Chishi, John Duna, Jolam Chincho, Chembu, Yermajiga, Hibdunang, you are the Hondo Mato Tami Chongiwaris. This one Mato Hondo Nam Tobani, Jolam go, Jolam Tola, Heku Yuayana, Simo Heku Yuayana, True Simo. So bad if you are in a day on, Koranga Jesu Thomas on a Taguru Amadadi, Tachi the Tobdina Jekanyan, the Tudiari, Yon Togumarua.
It is actually quite difficult to say that the point of attaining the union of karma abiding and special insight is, let's say, the beginning of the path of preparation, because we have to examine when the person is attaining karma abiding and when they are attaining the special insight, and then look at the point of their union. So, for example, prior to the path of preparation, you have the path of accumulation. And again, in that, you have different stages, like the small and the great path of accumulation. If you have calm abiding, you would be on the great path of accumulation. Now, when you get your special insight, you can either be on the heat state of preparation, or you can be on the peak stage of preparation, or you could be on the patient stage of preparation. So it has to be examined. Each meditator would be an individual case. We cannot make a blank statement for everyone. And there's a very interesting point here that we say that calm abiding and special insight are attained simultaneously at the same time. But that doesn't mean that union is attained simultaneously. So you might have at an instance, you have calm abiding, you also have special insight. They don't necessarily come together as a union, right? So sometimes they get together, but not always. So, right? They pop up, one here and there. Sometimes they come together.
Due to unstability of mind.
So this issue that we are discussing about the attainment of calm abiding and special insight, whether they are attained together, whether we have union at all times, whether we have stability of both aspects, is very much like the example of the rider who is playing polo, right? So first of all, it has to be a qualified rider. It has to be able to stay on the horse, because if you take someone who is, who's never gone horse riding before, and you put them on the horse and you ask them to play polo, they would have great difficulty remaining on the horse to begin with. And after that, they might be able to somehow, regain their balance. That doesn't mean they'd be able to hit the ball as well, right? So it is like this with calm abiding and special insight. We make this statement that they are attained together, but this has to be understood from the context of holding one focal object and having two aspects of the mind, examining it or holding it, analyzing in two different ways. But it doesn't mean that the force of both calm abiding and special insight will be equal at any time. It is quite possible that calm abiding will come first and special insight will come later. Sometimes they will be stable, sometimes they will not be stable, sometimes they will coincide without being in union, and other times they will coincide and be in union. So all this is possible.
Insight, I thought in the lower tantra, or let's say in general, I thought the special insight could be developed simply by the analysis of the appearance of the deities. But it sounds like Rinpoche is saying the special insight is actually analyzing the ascertaining factor, the aspect of emptiness. Is that what Rinpoche is saying? That the special insight is developed in highest yoga tantra by analyzing the emptiness of the deities, or is it developed by simply the individual analysis of the, you know, spreading out the winds and checking the mandala and so forth?
Right. Although we say that the focal object is the form of the deity, the object that is ascertained is the emptiness of that. So we have to say that, you know, the special insight refers to what is ascertained. So it has to be focusing on the ultimate. Now, we had this example before that was saying that, for example, when you are focusing on the deity and you are analyzing the emptiness of this deity, this is 100 times more powerful than contemplating the emptiness of the sprout. Right? Remember that? So, Umjai was saying, look at this example. You have the basis of emptiness, which is the sprout, and you are contemplating the emptiness of the sprout. And we had this other debate some days ago. So Rinpoche was saying, regarding this sprout, this basis of emptiness, some people say that it appears, but at the same time it is not posited as the appearing object. And it's very difficult to really describe that, because if you say that one mind is dealing with the appearing object, and another mind is dealing with the emptiness of that appearing object, you don't have one mind anymore, but you have two minds doing two different things. Remember that question? What happens with the polar rider? Is it one mind that allows him to ride the horse and also hit the ball? Anybody has come up with the answer to that? All right. Well, you know, if you're going to posit that the two minds are completely independent, right, the mind of the horse and the mind of the rider, you can completely get rid of the horse. Just keep the rider, one mind. The mind, you know, what is going to happen to the horse? Is it going on its own, right, galloping away on its own? Well, from you have one aspect which is the riding horse, and you have another aspect which is the person who has to hit the ball, sir. How are we going to posit this? Yes, yes, it's open for answers.
No.
When we say that you have a person who is focusing on the circle of on the cycle of the deities, and we are talking about ascertaining, also having the ascertaining aspect of that, and it all has to happen at the same time, at the same mind. Rinpoche is saying, do you think it talks about one mind or one person?
All
right, so you have one mind, and there are two things happening simultaneously. The form of the deities are appearing, and at the same time, the emptiness of this deity is ascertained. In other words, we have two objects. We have the appearing object and the referent object. Are these two different objects in one mind, or the same? Lochila. The answer that is given is that it's one mind which at the same time is ascertaining two objects, right? Lo chigla tu chigla yulni zimbiones.
When I do kab jangi chigla, tombo kab jasa di muki chita gariwa, teni kab da di tika tikariwa, di kab sa di tombo kab jasa di la muki chiti, di lo chigwa chigla.
All right, another example, another question to follow on that. You have someone who is teaching, right? And in order to do this teaching, you have to look at the cloth and decide that you're going to pierce at that particular point, for example, and you have to put the needle through, all right? Yeah, you already said yes.
The aspect of the mind and there's the ascertaining of the mind. So the aspect of the mind
So you were saying.
Okay, I'm wrong with my body, okay? So, the aspect of the mind is. I'm getting too tired for sure. The aspect of the mind is the circle of the mandala.
You mean the appearing aspect?
Yes.
Of the mind?
And the appearing aspect of the mind and ascertains the ultimate of that aspect.
You're a Buddha.
Lochila, the flower for non-yures, the non-yures, the chila, the lochi chachi, the ahlagi, shower flagi, kangi, tombani, singiyones.
Lochila,
Consciousness is really like having a mirror with two sides. It's still one mirror, but you might have two sides into that. And to give you another example, we mentioned that last time we had the debate on that, and we brought into the discussion one of the divisions of the mind and cognition, which is a mind which is not things appear to the mind, but they are not ascertained, right? We say it is quite possible, for example, that you are engrossed in a conversation, right? So you're really paying attention to the sounds and the words, and at the same time there is quite a lot. Let's say there are a lot of forms appearing in your eyes, and because most of your attention is directed towards hearing, although certain forms appear in front of your minds, you don't necessarily retain, you don't necessarily ascertain all of them. And this is why later on you might have a doubt. Did I see that or not? Or it could be the opposite. Did I hear that or not? So you can see at the same time, you can have certain things appearing and being ascertained, be retained, be remembered by the mind. And there might be other aspects that appear, but they're not retained in a similar way.
So it's one object and two aspects? The same?
So the question is it one object with two aspects? I'll give you another example to illustrate that. So suppose you have a paragraph, and in this paragraph you have some words printed with capital letters and some words printed in smaller print, and you are looking at that. Now, of course, your eye awareness is going to be attracted and it's going to take in and remember the capital letters. The small letters, of course, they appear to your eyes, but they're not retained, they're not remembered, they're not understood, they're not seen as clearly as the capital ones. So at the same time, at one mind, with one consciousness, something appears more clearly and it's retained, ascertained more clearly than something else. But all this is similar. It's actually a subtle point, and it's not so easy to settle and give a definitive answer on that. But if we continue like this, giving various examples, at least we can keep the debate and the examination, the analysis going on.